This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio, and I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of the Sundial Writers' Corner, along with Sarah Williamson. Today, on the Sundial Writers' Corner, Joanna Kirsch-Wilson takes center stage and reminds us how important it is to have books close by in our lives at all times.
On the importance of bookshelves. I saw a Facebook post containing what I considered to be a massive misinterpretation of the relationship between Rhett Butler and Scarlett O'Hara, and as I read the comments below, I discovered that no one participating in the discussion had done any more than see the movie. So I made my way to the nearest bookshelf, retrieved its copy of Gone with the Wind, and proceeded to type up the relevant passages for everyone's perusal. My husband and I were discussing what one is supposed to do with the tiny bottle of healing water one brings back from Lourdes, France. After a moment's thought, I went for the shelves and found my old beat-up Bible from college and thumbed through the pages until I found the little green leaflet from my own pilgrimage to the grotto. The answer includes making confession, going to Mass, and praying the way of the cross. But if all else fails, you need only take a little sip and wash your face, as St. Bernadette did herself. While the magic of a bookshelf bursting at the seams should be obvious to any Sundial listener, I have discovered a particular power in plucking precisely the desired volume from the shelf, of leafing through the pages until the passage in question springs forth in all its remembered perfection. There's a sense of knowledge and command over that knowledge in being able to reach for and retrieve something you haven't looked at in years, a tangible memory far clearer than the hazy remembrances of that first reading. But it's an intimacy, too, the greeting of an old friend who lives beside you in your mind and who yet in person sometimes surprises you by being not quite as you remembered, but often better. Accessibility is key. I grew up in a house with books in literally every room, yes, even the kitchen and bathroom, and probably the garage, too, buried on Dad's tool bench. Books filled the shelves in neat rows, hidden by stacks of more books that needed a home but hadn't quite found it yet. Whenever my mother told me to clean my room, I always started by taking all the books off my shelf and re-alphabetizing them. Not what she had in mind, as she'd tell me in no uncertain terms when she caught me sitting in a haphazard pile, rereading one of my old friends I hadn't thought of in a while but had found in the course of my organization. I remember my parents plucking books off the shelf to read to us, Mom fetching the next Narnia volume from her old, correctly numbered set, Dad dusting off Alice in Wonderland. I remember the anticipation as they hunted for the books, wondering what they were going to share with us next. Later, I remember the absolute thrill of Dad pausing mid-conversation with me to wander to a shelf of his books and pull one off and place it in my hands, saying, "I think you're old enough for this one now." Nowadays, we spend a lot of time pulling board books out of bins and reading Fox and Socks until our tongues fall off. But I watch my husband turning pages, and his strong, deliberate hands remind me of my father, of the scritch of paper on paper as he turned the page and cleared his throat to do his best Smaug voice. And I hear clearly my mother's Lucy crying, "Aslan, Aslan!" And I can't wait for the days that are to come. I have filled my daughter's shelves with many of these same books in preparation for the day when they come to me asking for a story, so that they can watch me find exactly what I'm looking for and give it to them.
Huntsville native Joanna Kirsch-Wilson studied English and philosophy in college and now uses that education to raise her two young daughters. She loves to peek through the doors to watch her daughters reading in their rooms. You can hear Joanna's story and all the past weekly episodes of the Sundial Writers' Corner at WLRH.org under the Sundial tab in Programs. You can hear a new Sundial episode every Monday morning at 9 right here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.